It seems like only yesterday, when I was a child, growing up, we never had television. We had a radio. And one of the features that we had with that radio was that on Christmas Day, we would all gather in the drawing room, as we would call it then, to listen to the Queen's Christmas message that would be played on the radio. And when we were listening to that, we all felt that Queen Elizabeth was sitting right there in our house and speaking to us. This is exactly what Moses was talking about with the statutes of the Lord. He said that by reading those statutes, people would realize that they were the people who had the God, their God, so close to them. And we, when we proclaim scripture in the church, at the end of the reading, the reader says, "The word of the Lord." So having sat and listened to that word, the reason we're responding, "Thanks be to God," is that we're saying, "Wow, God is so close to us. We're hearing his very words because he's speaking to each one of us. He has a message for us." But I'm sure that that probably is not the experience that we have when we come to worship. Because we think that during the readings, we should be concentrated on something else, especially if it is a long reading. Because we're not going to listen to the word of God. So we're anxious for the reading to be over so that we can respond, "Thanks be to God." And this is what Jesus speaks about when he said, "Rightly did the prophet Isaiah say, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." So the time has come for us to be converted to the Lord. And being converted to the Lord, it means that we have to listen more attentively to his word, so that we will know that God is the one speaking to us. And the persons who get up there to read, they are proclaiming God's word. So that after the reading, when they can say, "The word of the Lord," we should be so much on fire that we're thinking, "Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God that he has spoken to each one of us." Because week by week, God has a message for us. But guess what? Day by day, God has a message. And I believe that where we need to go is that we have to start reading more closely and regularly the Word of God. Because when you read that in your homes, in your families, then God will be so close to you that you sit there and you listen to what he's saying. And you can say, "God indeed is speaking to us in this family." And so James says to us that we should be doers of the word and not hearers only. We should be serving God with our hearts and not just pay him lip service. That's what God wants. God wants us to worship Him with our hearts. And so I want to give you a little assignment. What is the assignment? I want you to meditate on Psalm 119, verse 11. Some of you may have heard me say this before. And so since it's a good thing, it may be worth repeating. So Psalm 119, verse 11 says, "Your word have I hid in my heart so that I will not sin against you." So God's word must not be just on our lips, but in our hearts. Because when that word is in our heart, then we recognize that our God is so close to us. And because God is close to us, we'll find it harder and harder to sin against Him. Because when we sin, what happens? We tend to sin in secret, don't we? Because there are certain things that we would do, or things that we would say, we would never do them or say them if we knew that someone that we trusted or someone we respected was present. You know, I remember when I was in the school system that sometimes I would hear some choice words coming from the students when they were outside. And when they said these choice words and they looked around and they saw Father Anthony, they felt like they wanted to sink him into the earth. And I think that this is how we would feel, or should feel, if we become conscious of the presence of God in our lives. So when we have His word in our heart, we'll find it harder to sin against Him. Therefore, my sisters and brothers, on this day, let us not hear Jesus chiding us, but rather, let us hear Jesus telling us, "You're doing the right thing, you're on the right track. You're listening to my word. My word has found a place in you. And because my word has found a place in you, then you will be able to let others know that your God is so close to you. And because He's so close, that's why you live the way that you do." This is how we will transform our world. So let us then become doers of that word. And when that word is ensconced in our lives, then all our actions in the world will speak about God's presence. So look at all of you who are here this morning. Can you imagine if each one of you will go into the world and live as if God, because you know God is present with you, can you imagine the impact that this would have on the world? In your homes, in your schools, in your workplaces, wherever you are. So let us do this. Let us hide His word in our heart so that we will not sin against Him.